Reverend Nancy Cole, and I appreciate being asked to share with you some thoughts from the reading selections for this week. Acts chapter 22 caught my attention and sparked some thoughts about our stories and how we share our life of faith. Paul is certainly a hard act to follow when it comes to dramatic conversion experiences, but then everyone's experience of faith is dramatic, especially for the individual who experiences it. I will be reading from Acts 22, verses 1 through 22. "Brothers and esteemed fathers," Paul said, "listen to me as I offer my defense." When they heard him speaking in their own language, the silence was even greater. Then Paul said, "I am a Jew born in Tarsus, a city in Cilicia, and I was brought up and educated in Jerusalem under Gamaliel. As his student, I was carefully trained in our Jewish laws and customs. I became very zealous to honor God in everything I did, just like all of you today. And I persecuted the followers of the way, hounding some to death, arresting both men and women, and throwing them in prison. The high priest and the whole council of elders can testify that this is so. For I received letters from them to our Jewish brothers in Damascus, authorizing me to bring the Christians from there to Jerusalem in chains to be punished. As I was on the road approaching Damascus about noon, a very bright light from heaven suddenly shone down around me. I fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to me, 'Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?' 'Who are you, Lord?' I asked. And the voice replied, 'I am Jesus, the Nazarene, the one you are persecuting.' The people with me saw the light, but didn't understand the voice speaking to me. I asked, 'What should I do, Lord?' And the Lord told me, 'Get up and go into Damascus, and there you will be told everything you are to do.' I was blinded by the intense light and had to be led by the hand to Damascus by my companions. A man named Ananias lived there. He was a godly man, deeply devoted to the law and well regarded by all Jews of Damascus. He came and stood beside me and said, 'Brother Saul, regain your sight.' And that very moment I could see him. Then he told me, 'The God of our ancestors has chosen you to know his will and to see the righteous one and hear him speak. For you are to be his witness, telling everyone what you have seen and heard. What are you waiting for? Get up and be baptized. Have your sins washed away by calling on the name of the Lord.' After I returned to Jerusalem, I was praying in the temple and fell into a trance. I saw a vision of Jesus saying to me, 'Hurry, leave Jerusalem, for the people here won't accept your testimony about me.' 'But Lord,' I argued, 'they certainly know that in every synagogue I imprisoned and beat those who believed in you. And I was in complete agreement when your witness Stephen was killed. I stood by and kept the coats they took off when they stoned him. But the Lord said to me, "Go, for I will send you far away to the Gentiles." The crowd listened unto Paul said that word. Then they all began to shout, 'Away with such a fellow. He isn't fit to live.' They yelled, threw off their coats, and tossed handfuls of dust into the air." It's important to note that Paul's revelation that he is carrying the word of God far away to the Gentiles is not received well at all by this Jewish crowd. Paul is somewhat surprised because in Luke 2, Simeon prophesied these words upon holding the Christ child: "Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for your glory to your people Israel." Reading this account of Paul's experience and the subsequent attempt to kill him is definitely disconcerting. We may not know under what circumstances we should share or want to share our story of faith, But if we are open to following and obeying the call upon our lives, opportunities will come. You know your story better than anyone, so it would be hard to mess it up. What may be insignificant or unremarkable event in your life of faith may be the very thing that helps someone else. Paul gives us a good pattern for how to tell our story. First, he tells what his life was like before he met Christ. Not only was he not a Christian, but he persecuted Christians. And next, he tells us how he met Christ. The Damascus Road experience was remarkable, where Paul is blinded by a bright light, and Jesus himself speaks to him. And finally, he tells what he's doing to live out the call in his life. Jesus called him to take the good news to the Gentiles. When we look carefully, we can see God's grace manifested throughout Paul's story. It is evident that Jesus knew Paul before Paul knew Jesus. We see God's prevenient grace working to pursue Paul and reveal Jesus to Paul in the blinding light. Jesus had plans for Paul long before Paul had any idea what God had in mind for him. We see God's justifying grace at work the moment Paul said yes to the call in his life. And of course, as we read the journey of Paul throughout Acts and the epistles of Paul, we see God's sanctifying grace at work in his life, moving him closer and closer to perfection in the life of faithful service God had planned for Paul. We see how Paul's faithfulness to his call spread the good news to Gentiles far beyond the Jews in Jerusalem. We also see that God provided what was needed at the time Paul needed it. What amazes me about God's choosing Paul is he knew Paul had all the gifts needed to plant churches, preach, engage people in dialogue, and use his cleverness to get himself out of difficult situations. Paul was intelligent, spoke at least two languages, and was a citizen of Rome, which served him well on several occasions of imprisonment. He was an Orthodox Jew that came to understand that Jesus was the Messiah the Jews had been waiting for. Therefore, he was able to strengthen the followers of the way in Jerusalem and among the diaspora throughout his journey, no matter where it took him. Understanding how Jesus called Paul helped me understand my call better. God knew me before I knew him, and he knew when and how he would use me, in spite of myself sometimes. I'm not claiming that I'm as great as Paul, of course, but what I am saying is that looking back on how God has used me, God knew what my gifts were and where I would be of most use to him. You may be thinking that your faith story could never be as dramatic or important as Paul's. Nothing could be further from the truth. Examine your life and recall where God's prevenient grace has been at work, calling you deeper and deeper into a life of service. Remember when you said yes to Jesus, and maybe many other times you said yes to his call. What means of grace help you in your faithfulness? Is it worship, prayer, music, service? God's sanctifying grace works through these means and countless others. Each person who is willing to share his or her experience of Christ with another is most important in Christ's kingdom breaking out on earth. One of the most encouraging experiences for me throughout my ministry was hearing the call stories of other clergymen and women. In addition to their stories were the many lay people who gave witness to how God had worked in their lives. These were stories of miraculous happenings or simple trust that God is faithful. Those stories represented Christ to me and helped me stay strong in my faith, especially in those times of doubt and discouragement. So, if you do share your story when the opportunity arises, please continue to do so. God knows you and your unique gifts. Yes, you have gifts God can use. If you are shy, fearful, or hesitant to share for some reason, please pray about that and ask for courage to share should an opportunity arise. I assure you, you will be blessed beyond measure. Let us pray. We give you thanks, loving God, for the gift of story, the power that comes from witness, the courage you give to share, the love you bestow through word. Embolden us to speak, witness, and love. Embrace us with your presence in all we do and say, so that your kingdom comes on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen.